1230 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
CBS News Brief.
Flames and hunger are devouring Palestinian children.
The Palestinian representative to the UN broke down today describing the children killed in the latest Israeli airstrikes in Gaza. At least four Palestinians were killed today after breaking into a UN warehouse to get food to eat. President Trump said today he's told Israel's prime minister to hold off on attacking Iran because a nuclear deal seems near.
I told him this would be inappropriate to do right now because we're very close to a solution. Now, that could change at any moment.
In northern Arkansas, they're on the lookout for an escaped murderer who is also a former police chief in Calico Rock, where the prison is located.
The town's kind of, everybody's hunked down. I think it kind of spooked some people.
Grant Hardin dressed as a corrections officer to escape the prison over the weekend. He was sentenced to decades in prison. On Wall Street, the Dow is lower today. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Making medical appointments in Madison is on hold for some as a strike is underway. Savannah Tome Olson has more.
SEIU Wisconsin, the union representing Meritor nurses, has met with hospital officials more than 20 times this year. Union leaders say they're still not satisfied with accommodations in staffing, pay, and safety. Meritor leaders say they've made changes throughout the negotiation process and they've negotiated in good faith. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard was there this morning as they kicked off the strike.
We know that this was a long game, and unfortunately, we are continuing to stand up and fight for what is right, the moral fiber of our society, those who care for the most vulnerable folks, our friends and neighbors and family members. You are on the front lines of that, and we are continuing to stand up to do what is right for our community.
Pam Reyes is the president of the union, and she's a nurse at Meritor.
We want to be very, very clear about something. Nurses have been sounding the alarm about staffing concerns, inadequate workplace safety, and burnout for months. But management has refused to act or even hear us. And we do not take this action lightly.
Now, Meritor is still operating with visiting nurses. Hospital spokesperson Nicole Amani says the traveling nurses were onboarded over the holiday weekend and are already at work here on day one of the strike. Amani says it was a successful morning and the hospital is ready to care for patients. The strike will continue at least through the rest of this week, with people on the picket lines 12 hours a day. This is the very first time Meritor nurses have gone on strike.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers win in extra innings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today after another dramatic win for the crew in Milwaukee last night. Bottom of the 10th, tied 1-1, and Christian Yelich hit one 400 feet to left center field, bases loaded, a grand slam home run. Brewers win 5-1.
My first walk-off homer, and it's taken me 13 years to do it, and I actually thought about that before I hit first base. I was like, thinking about time, finally did this, and it was cool that it came in a big moment like that, you know, bases loaded, and you know, something that was pretty special.
And NFL. Jordan Love on how the Packers' rookie receivers, Matthew Golden and Savion Williams, look so far in practice.
We picked up some good weapons with Matthew Golden, another receiver, Savion, in the third round. So I love all the guys we added. They've been in the building for like 2 weeks now with us working. They're all excited to get to work, and we've been killing it so far in OTA. So we're excited to get training camp rolling and get the season started here in a couple months.
That's Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today with on and off scattered light rain and cloudy skies with high temperatures only scraping the mid-50s. And tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so does some warmth, finally making it back to the mid-60s. And the heat really cranks up after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Sam Davison on the board, our producer and engineer in for Mr. Zomerins today. It is 6 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Pump Day!
Yes!
Sorry.
Yes.
I was a little late on that again.
But it's fine. He was in the stable. And now he came up.
We had to pull him up, get him up to the microphone.
That's right. Sometimes it's, you know, camels get older like all of us. It takes a while to do their job.
They're very stubborn animals from what I hear.
Have you ever ridden a camel?
No, I wish. Have you?
Yes. Back in the day, the Henry Vila Zoo here in Madison had camels, and they would give you a ride on the camel. And my mom, God love her soul, she did not have a lot of money being a single parent, but she would bring, because the admittance to the zoo itself was free. So that was one of the cool things, still is, by the way. And I think it cost, I don't know what it cost, a couple of bucks to ride the camel. And so, yeah, we would a couple of times. And I love the way, we're going to talk about Sesame Street in a minute. But there was another, Trevi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, has stuck around here for a bit of hour two. Trevi, do you remember on Sesame Street, the me and my camel, going to the dentist today? And it kind of chews.
Oh, I do.
It kind of chews its cud like that around and around. I love the way a camel chews.
Yeah.
why did they name cigarettes after camels but not chew? That would be perfect. It should be chew, the camel chew. Anyway.
It should be.
Coming up in hour two, it is Sam's, well, probably the last time on our show, and we always appreciate it when Sam is so kind to stop by. Zomers had a little thing, an appointment today, so he couldn't be here. Sam was kind enough to stop by. But Friday is Sam's last day at Civic Media. I'm very sad about that. But Sam, will you promise to come back and visit occasionally?
Oh, of course.
All right, good.
How could I just leave this place?
Probably very easily. No, we want. But in all seriousness, you're an enormously talented person. You're a graduate of UW-Madison here. You are a Badger through and through. You're reliable. You're professional. And it's just been an absolute pleasure to work with you. And you've made our show better.
Oh, thank you, Todd.
Yeah, absolutely. Really appreciate you. And Sam's going to go on to finish. He already has one degree in, was it journalism or communication?
Communication.
Yeah. Now for education to be a social studies teacher.
That's right.
And he's an Eagle. Somebody texted earlier. Let's see if I can find that. They were very impressed that you are an Eagle Scout. Let me see if I can know.
Dave in New Berlin.
Oh, yeah, there. Dave in New Berlin says, you're an Eagle Scout, Sam? Congratulations. My stepson is an Eagle. It's a pretty big deal. It is a very big deal.
Yeah.
So you and Zombers are Eagle Scouts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And Luke Mathers.
Three of them here at the station.
See, crazy so stuff. Your Trigg, you'll remember this. It was Reagan, right, Trigg? Because mm-hmm. every outgoing president of the United States, tradition is that they write a note to the incoming president and they put it in the drawer of the Resolute desk or whatever the desk is in the Oval Office. And Reagan's part
that
of Reagan's,
would be the Resolute desk.
Yeah, part of the note that Reagan left for his successor George H.W. Bush was, "It's tough to soar like an eagle when you're surrounded by turkeys." We're here is just the opposite. I'm the turkey surrounded by Eagle Scouts.
Oh, you're more than a turkey, Todd. Come on.
Well, you know, some people would say. Anyway, we'll do a little bit more of my favorite Sam coming up in hour two here. And also talk about some of these Trump pardons. Very, very interesting. Scott McFarland he laid this out at CBS on this Scott Jenkins pardon. I'm going to play that a little bit later this hour and discuss that a little bit. But Trigg V. Olsen, senior advisor to Lincoln Project, always likes to have a little fun when he can on Wednesdays. We appreciate about him. And at 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, it's time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news talk sports stations in the Civic Media Network. Largest radio network in Wisconsin, behind only Wisconsin Public Radio. No better place to have your business advertised than here on Civic Media. Go to civicmedia.us to find out how. All right, timely indeed, as we found out in hour number one, Todd has a fatty liver, non-alcohol fatty liver. That's very important to emphasize here. Just your run-of-the-mill fatty liver. So Dr. Lyerly has said I need to start eating better and healthier. So here now, timely indeed, what's worse? The category today, a la carte menus or buffets? A la carte menus or buffets? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app, download it at your Apple or Android device store, and it is free. Give it a try, the Civic Media app. Text us. A la carte, or a la carte menus, I should say, or buffets. What's worse? 855-752-4842. Trigg V, you're a man of the world. You've traveled a lot. You've eaten out a lot. A la carte menus or buffets? What's worse?
So a la carte's where you're just like picking off the menu?
Yeah, I think it means like you go to like the bigger, you know, you've been to these kind of places, the fancier steak places where, you know, the filet is $75, the baked potato is $18, you know, where everything is a la carte. Like there's no, you don't order an entree and it comes with salad, soup, and right. fries.
So I love this game, this or that.
What's worse, but yes, so I get it.
I'm going to break this down. I'm going to channel my best Claude or what's the open AI, GPT.
Right? Grok or whatever.
All right. So this is what I'm going to tell you, Todd.
Yes.
There is no right answer to this.
Really? All right.
So if you're talking breakfast when you're traveling around the world, yep. you definitely want buffet, not a la carte. Okay. Like particularly in Europe or in most places around the world, breakfast is included and the breakfast buffets are fantastic. So you definitely want buffet, not a la carte for breakfast.
Best breakfast buffet in Europe.
The best one I've ever seen. Well, some of them in Asia are incredible. I would say the best I've ever had in Europe is at the Marriott in Warsaw, Poland. Phenomenal. Really? There's also one, I was at one in Copenhagen, although I can't remember the name of the hotel, but they had the best bacon I've ever had in my life.
Really?
Yeah. But you can't probably have bacon because it's not good for fatty liver. Anyway, so you might want a la carte. But for lunch and dinner, a la carte is way better. If you're going, okay. Yeah, you don't want Ponderosa or
the
yeah.
Golden Corral.
The Golden Corral or any of those, right? No. Yeah, definitely not buffet for dinner, but all for right. breakfast, definitely buffet. So
you're
that's my answer.
You're splitting your vote. I am splitting my vote. What's worse?
This is not as cut and dry as some of your other this or that's.
No. What's worse, a la carte menus or buffets? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a call. Mr. Davidson will answer it and put on the air for you.
I'm glad that it wasn't, the question today wasn't Sam or Zomers.
No, I would never do that.
Putting us against each other. No. Who would win in a fight? Me or Aaron?
In a fight? A physical
you,
fight?
You would win.
Zomers I've never, would say, I've never fought in somebody fight, in my life.
Sam. Zomers yeah, would say that you would win, yeah. I think. Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure you would win even if you
But I feel like Zomers would be scrappy.
How about
like,
me?
Like,
or
let
Todd?
Me at him, let me at him. Kind of.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You or me, Trivi, you'd kick my butt.
Yeah.
You're tall. A,
I
you're
think
taller.
Zomers might be a kind of Nia in the groin kind of fighter. Maybe. Possibly.
A dirty
go
fighter?
Completely he might go completely postal. I don't know that you want to get Zomers.
All right, back to the subject of a la carte menus or buffets. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Gordy, down in Oregon at Kopke's Greenhouse, one of our great sponsors, says a la carte is worse. Love me a great buffet or buffet, whichever you prefer. DJ in Wausau, listening on WXCO, says buffets are way worse unless you like the freshly squeezed. I'm not going to read that. A different kind of flavor. Let's put it that way. Matt in Middleton, listening on WMDX, says buffets are much worse as the dude is often of questionable origin and quality. I love a la cartes as I like variety in smaller portions. I'm not sure what that means. Matt in Middleton says... he says, I meant to say food, not dude. He must have been voice texting. Cindy in Wausau says buffets are worse. Unfortunately, some people are messy, dirty pigs. If the buffet is not well maintained, crusty food edges are so not appealing, nor are foodborne illnesses. Well, definitely for sure. Duffy in Mount Horeb on MDX says Norwegian breakfast buffet for the win. There you go, Trigvi.
Yes, some of the Norwegian breakfast buffets. I will tell you this, though. One thing on buffets, so I will say, there is a buffet at the Venetian in Las Vegas, which yes. is considered the top buffet in Vegas, and it's as expensive as a la carte, but it's unbelievable.
It's really good. All right.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, yeah.
Trinket lives a different life than I do.
It's, yeah. Well, I got taken there by a client, but... nice. Yeah.
All right. Sam, what's
I was
worse?
Out there with somebody. It was crazy.
Sam, a la carte menus or buffets?
You know, I haven't really been to that many bad buffets, but
really?
A Golden Corral gets a bad rap. I've only been there once. It wasn't that bad. I've usually gone to like a Chinese buffet.
Oh, yeah.
And the one in Rothschild, Wisconsin. I think that was the last time I was at one nearby where I grew up. It's pretty good. Trigvi does raise an interesting point, though, about having a breakfast buffet versus just any other meal.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to have to agree with him and go a la carte for lunch and dinner sort of meals.
Yeah, I it is an interesting point. I think of all the buffets, I would say that breakfast are the best. I don't know. I think also a la carte menus are a lot more expensive generally. So if it's money is the issue... then a la carte is
yeah, you can
worse.
Get so much food. And if you like sneak in Tupperware containers or something, you take a little home with you.
I ate at a lot of bad buffets while I was covering Pioneer Sports at UW-Platteville, doing games all around Wisconsin and the Midwest. And my former broadcast partner, Kevin O'Connor, and I always went to a buffet. And I've kind of buffeted out, unless it's like a nice breakfast buffet. So, all right, very good. There's what's worse. Thank you, Trevi, for playing along. We appreciate you.
Who came up with the topic today?
Our writers. CP.
No one ever reaches out to me for this or that topic.
We are always open. One of the people at Gordy's greenhouse last week, at Kopke's Greenhouse, said we should have people call in and, like, on Fridays, recommend a topic for what's worse. Maybe we'll do
How about Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre?
That we just had that one yesterday. I'm serious. All right, stay tuned. I'm serious. It was very hot. Stay tuned. Back with more after this. It's the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Ball.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us. It's 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock on a Wednesday, May 28th. Sam Davison on the board. And in for Mr. Zomers, who will be back tomorrow. Sam is leaving Civic Media on Friday, but we'll have him back from time to time. Once again, let's take a look at the Sam Davison street cam here in downtown Madison at the corner of Fairchild and State. Oh, look at that. A couple of well-mannered pedestrians. That guy's jaywalking.
He's just walking through the middle of the street, not even crossing the road. He's like crossing diagonally through an jaywalker. Intersection.
We have a live jaywalker on the street cam. Citizens arrest. Citizens arrest, as Barney Fife once said. And he barely made it. The cars were this. Have you noticed that, Sam? Down up, we look down State Street. Mm-hmm. How many times do you see people crossing against the light and just expecting people to stop?
Well, especially on State Street, because further down there are almost no cars. Even if I bike down State Street, if I get further down, there's people just crossing the road without even looking. People have almost run into me when I'm going down the road on my bike.
It's a pet peeve of mine. And look, let me preface this by saying I am very pro-bike. I am very pro-mass transit. Mm-hmm. I think those are things that are great as long as it's done well. But one of my pet peeves in Madison, which a city that I love, and I've wanted to do a show on this, and people have told me, no, don't do it because you'll rile up the pro-bike people, is I want to do a show live at either the cross of the bike path on Midvale or down here on West Washington. Because what happens is you have bikers and I'm not joking around, going like 25, 30 miles an hour. Now,
wow.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You're a smart young person. When you get to, because there's a button on a post, you're supposed to stop, push the button, the big flashing LED lights come on, mm-hmm. and that says to the motor vehicles, stop and let the person cross. But you got these yahoos that think, well, I'm on a bike. Well, you better stop. And they cruise through these crosswalks without ever stopping, without ever pushing the light, and then look indignant if people don't stop for them. And I'm telling you, somebody's going to get hurt, and then the bike coalition is going to have a big press conference. Oh, it's the motor vehicle's fault. And I'm not – look, if they stop and push the light and the cars don't stop, 100% the motor vehicle fault.
Yeah, the car is going to win. The big metal death box is going to win every time.
Am I wrong about this, Sam?
About people just randomly crossing?
Right.
I mean, I press the button for the lights, wait for the cars to stop, and then I cross on my bike.
But have you seen this?
I've seen some people do it. Yeah, you're right.
It's
and
crazy.
I don't know what's up with them. They need some more healthy fear, I think.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. All right, well, that was a tangent I got off on. As you can tell, it's something that grinds my gears, as Luke Mathers would say. All right, let's get into this. Let's play this cut. We'll come back and talk about it here. Let's talk a minute about these pardons Trump continues to dole out. Scott McFarland, great reporter for CBS, talking about this rural Virginia jury that took 2 hours to deliberate and convict a former Virginia sheriff, Scott Jenkins, of bribery and fraud, and now Trump has pardoned. Do we have time for this whole thing? Look like? All right, here we go. Here's Scott McFarland from CBS News.
Hey, it's Scott McFarland outside the Department of Justice, which in December scored a big victory in court. They got a conviction from a jury in rural Virginia, a jury that deliberated roughly 2 hours before handing up their verdict against a man named Scott Jenkins. Now, I recognize that's not a household name, nor do I suspect you'd recognize Scott Jenkins' picture, but he was the former sheriff in Culpeper County, Virginia, a MAGA loyalist, an ardent supporter of Donald Trump's. And his criminal case was like ripped from the pages of a bad old Western. He was a sheriff who was accused of taking bribes, cash bribes, in exchange for handing out badges to people, deputizing them. In some cases, prosecutors say those people wanted to be deputized to circumvent the line at TSA at the airport, or cut the line and get an earlier COVID-19 vaccine back in the day, or to help with navigating getting pulled over by police, or a traffic ticket, or a speeding ticket. And in at least one case, according to prosecutors, it was to help a felon who couldn't have gun rights otherwise restore his right to carry a gun. Now, Scott Jenkins was pardoned on Memorial Day by President Trump. The president arguing that Jenkins was the victim of a, quote, Biden judge and a weaponized Department of Justice. This exhibit showing Jenkins is from an undercover camera in the court exhibits at trial. Now, the critics of this say that Scott Jenkins getting a pardon the day before he is to return to serve his time in prison and report to prison is, to put it charitably, untraditional. That under the system of pardons in the executive branch, most applicants have to do that. They have to apply. They have to have paid their restitution, showed remorse, showed growth, served some of their sentence, or exhausted their appeal remedies. Scott Jenkins had not done that, had not exhausted his appeal remedies, had not begun serving his sentence. He was a loyalist to the president. It also inflames these criticisms of pardons, which really sparked around Inauguration Day, including with the 1,500-plus pardons of January 6th defendants, so many of whom were successfully prosecuted by the Department of Justice. And then there are the other concerns of critics of the administration who say this term Biden judge and weaponized Department of Justice could hobble the justice system moving forward.
Scott McFarland of CBS News. I wanted to play that whole thing because I thought here is a guy. And look, we've talked about, I'm critical of CBS News, Paramount Global, because of what they're doing to try to gain Trump's favor with this merger they want to do. But the reporters at CBS News, such as Scott McFarland, are top notch. And this guy has followed these cases since day one, prior to January 6th. And to hear that the way he reports it, and again, I think that if you'd ask most Wisconsinites on the street, don't tell them, just lay this scenario out. Hey, if a guy was a sheriff, and he took bribes and fraud and pocketed tens of thousands of dollars that was proven in court, do you think this is a guy who deserves to be pardoned? I think the average Wisconsinite would say no. And yet Donald Trump is happy to let the guy go scot-free. 855-752-4842. Back, we'll discuss it and more after this. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Wednesday across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The cattle industry is once again in a tight place, following the trends from the past couple years. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, is here to tell us what exactly that means and what we can expect in the future for the consumers.
Again, we're talking cattle numbers, 98% of last year's total. This is total cattle on feed and feedlots. And last year's total was a deflated number compared to the previous year. So we're just continuing to see tight supplies. I think the biggest thing maybe the longer term industry is worried about is feeder cattle placements. In other words, cattle that are coming in, getting put in those feedlots, and that's going to be the available beef for us for the back half of the year. Year, given the time it takes to raise a calf out to slaughter weights.
With a lot of uncertainty looming over the cattle industry and a high demand for beef, consumers are going to have to be watching closely in the grocery stores. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those closing markets right after this.
Pancakes, potatoes, sausage, eggs, oh my! Come hungry to the Marquette County June Dairy Breakfast on Sunday, June 8th at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield. In addition to breakfast, enjoy live music, farm tours, a petting zoo, and kid games. You can also try your luck at bingo. Breakfast and activities start at 7 a.m. at Slowey Farms on Evergreen Avenue in Westfield on June 8th. For full event details, see our event on Facebook.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Blaine's Farm and Fleet, the original, authentic, still family-owned since 1955. And thanks to Monarch Media Design, the experts at Monarch can do everything from vinyl graphics to full trailer wraps, serving Madison since 2000. Monarch specializes in vehicle wraps and graphics. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets ended up in Chicago today on the close. It is looking rough for the most part today as cash corn is down 8.5 cents at 451, with new crop corn down 3 cents at 443.5. Cash soybeans are down 14 cents at 1048.5, with new crop soybeans down 13.25 at 1037.5. July wheat saw a small gain of 1.75 cents at 530.25. Class 3 milk is also seeing losses, with June contracts down 30 cents at 1931 a hundredweight and July contracts down 24 cents at 1992 a hundredweight. 40-pound block saw a 3-cent rise, sitting at 195, and butter saw a half a penny rise and is sitting at 252.5. With a look at your closing markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races, June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Damp and dreary today, with on and off scattered light rain and cloudy skies, with high temperatures only scraping the mid-50s. And tomorrow, the sunshine returns, and so does some warmth, finally making it back to the mid-60s. And the heat really cranks up after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, Sean O'Malley has our weekly look at your money and the markets, and we'll talk about the real story on finding and fighting fraud.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network here on a Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. A little on Wisconsin for you. Badger graduate Sam Davidson dialing it up on the board in for Zomers because we have breaking Badger news. Sam, just across the wires. According to Channel 3000, the Channel 3 CBS affiliate here in Madison, Badger's John Blackwell withdraws from NBA draft and will return to school. Great news. Great news. A key starter for Wisconsin's men's basketball team is foregoing the NBA draft and returning to school, according to multiple sources. Sophomore, or as some people say, sophomore. Which one is correct, do you think?
I say sophomore.
Yeah, I think
so. If I pronounce it in my head to spell it out, sophomore.
But I think the announcer for the Badgers, he's great. I think it's like, you know, the 6'5 sophomore from, you know, whatever, you know, sophomore.
It makes it sound sophisticated.
What do you pronounce it? Anyway, sophomore guard John Blackwell is returning to school. Last season, Blackwell averaged 15.8 points per game, 5.1 rebounds, and 2.2 assists in 37 games played. Blackwell will have 2 years of eligibility remaining. This is huge news for head coach Greg Gard and the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team because and he did it the right way. I give Blackwell a lot of credit and quite frankly, Gard as well. And the Wisconsin program, Blackwell's an enormously talented guy. And as much as they wanted him to come back, Blackwell sat down, talked to Greg Gard. Gard said, look, you know, if you think and your family and your whatever quasi agents think this is right for you, go test the waters. And Blackwell said that if it didn't work out, if he wasn't going to go through the draft, that he would pull out of the draft and come back and play for Wisconsin, not go into the transfer portal like a lot of people are doing, not from other schools. And it appears now, according to this report this afternoon, that John Blackwell is a man of his word and will return to Wisconsin this fall and into the winter. He'll be a key cog in Greg Gard's program for 25-26.
Good stuff. I'm not that big of a fan of basketball, but you've hyped it up enough that I got to watch him play now.
It's a big deal. He's a really talented person, and from all the interviews I've seen, just a tremendous individual as well. So glad to have glad he tested the waters. But very glad that John Blackwell is going to be, according to reports this afternoon, returning to the Wisconsin men's basketball program. Talking right now in terms of news about this report from CBS's Scott McFarland on these many pardons that Donald Trump is handing out, not the least of which is for Scott Jenkins, who from Virginia, a former Virginia sheriff, who was convicted, so I'm not even going to say allegedly, was convicted of receiving bribes, taking bribes and fraud, pocketing tens of thousands of dollars, and in exchange deputized your run-of-the-mill person who was completely unqualified so they could get out of speeding tickets or get faster access through the TSA line. This guy's a schmuck. And the day before he is scheduled to arrive in prison, Donald Trump has decided to pardon him. Let him go free. Lots of people right now going to these big dinners, giving lots of quote-unquote donations. And in exchange, Donald Trump is giving them what they want. It is the big grift. It's just, The Trump presidency, to me, is a bad infomercial with really bad consequences. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go out to beautiful Cottage Grove. Fred in Cottage Grove, thanks for holding on. Fred, what say you?
Hey, guys. No, I understand his mom gave $1 million to Trump's campaign.
Yes.
So that's a good return on money because right. he just got out of jail and $4.4 million wiped away.
Yeah.
He's got it.
It's very...
It's pay to play.
Yeah. It's very transactional right now in Washington, D.C., the Trump administration. And not just for people in the United States, Fred. With the Qataris. You know, $400 million luxury jet. Hey, what do you want?
Then they get the, what, how many billions of dollars for a resort golf course out there?
Yep. Like you say, it's pay for play, and it would be funny if it wasn't so true and so sad and going to impact a lot of people. But how would you
You're
like
right.
I mean,
well,
these people that were bilked out of thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, and the fact the guy was a sheriff. He was entrusted with upholding the law, and he broke it blatantly. Was convicted by a jury of his peers.
Yeah, they'll consider what, you know, gun control. You got to have your arms, firearms.
Yeah.
Get out there and protect everybody.
Appreciate the call, Fred. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go down to beautiful Milwaukee. Listening on WAUK in Milwaukee, Charles. Charles, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Hey, good afternoon, Todd. So, I have a theory behind this. So, you know, Trump has talked about when he ran in 2016 that he's smart and he knew how to play the tax system. And that's how he was able to get all the breaks. I'm wondering if Trump believes that these people that he's pardoned, so the guy that called before me, that the guy that he's talking about that mom paid $1 million, that was a younger guy. That Trump.
Oh, was it? All right. So I got my story. There's so many, I'm getting my stories crossed, Charles. So thank you for writing the ship.
Yep. That was a younger guy. But then you had the sheriff. You have the Christies. Mm-hmm. Then you have the there is a politician that he just pardoned today for financial crimes. So I wonder in Trump's little brain up there, if he thinks that those are not crimes that you should go to jail for.
Right.
Because he doesn't consider those to be true crimes. Because it's weird, because all of these people that he's pardoning have some type of financial issues that Trump has been accused of. Defrauding people, not paying people for doing the work on his properties, not paying his taxes. You know, he's still in that audit that's probably been going on for probably now, he'd probably say 30 years. But I mean, it's just... it's crazy, but I wonder if he really thinks that those are not crimes that you should go to jail for because he considers those to be smart crimes.
Well, yeah, I think you're right, Charles, because like himself, he, again, was convicted of a jury of his peers, 34 felonies, basically got off scot-free, and didn't think he deserved any of it, even though the evidence was overwhelming against him. Charles there. So I think you're right, Charles, that he looks at this through his own lens and say, basically, if it's a white collar, what he considers a white collar crime, he doesn't think people should, you know, go to jail for those things.
Go to jail for that.
Right.
Yeah.
It's only for, you know, in his words, not mine, rapists and murderers, unquote.
Right. Which he is a rapist, too.
Well, again, that's allegedly he was convicted. I agree with you, but in order to, you know, keep things kosher the air, we have to say that he was convicted of
get in trouble.
Right. I mean, the judge later said that it was statutory rape, but he was technically convicted of a sexual assault. So again, it's semantics, but you know, in these times, Charles, we have to be accurate. Otherwise,
no, right.
we make it a call at the door.
That's right.
Appreciate the call as always, Charles.
And Bondi.
Yeah, right, okay. Right. Dum bum bum ba da da dum bum bum ba da 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 da. Pam Bondi. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate the call. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Want to talk about something else going on in D.C. that very likely, well, if it goes through, would have direct implications here in Wisconsin, in our universities, our communities and universities. The Trump administration announced yesterday overnight that they are now looking at and considering and trying to suspend entry for all foreign exchange students. Not just the ones he doesn't like, not just the universities he doesn't like Harvard. This for everybody. Did you guys talk about this morning, Sam, on John and Gordy?
No, we didn't. But the thought occurred to me yesterday. One of my roommate's girlfriends is from Turkey. She's going to be going home for a couple of months pretty quick here and is going to be back in August. But a lot can happen between now and August.
A lot.
When I heard that she was going home, it had me a little concerned. If something like this went into place.
Absolutely. And what the Trump administration is saying is they now want to have to pause this, their word pause, in order to review the social media of foreign exchange students or those who have applied to universities in the United States of America. To review their social media. In other words, the Trump administration wants to review this. And if anybody who is a foreign exchange student has said something that the Trump administration deems too derogatory towards the Trump administration, nope, it's canceled. You can't come study here. Which to me is the ultimate hypocrisy or irony, perhaps, that people from around the world come here to study democracy, at least up until now. Come here to say, hey, in my country, I'm just going to pick on one because I know people who have come here from Saudi Arabia and studied. They used to come into my coffee shop here in Madison when I had a coffee shop. A couple of really great people, one of whom happened to be gay and was closeted in his own country. And it was another one was a woman. And they both said, in Saudi Arabia, we can't be ourselves. We can't speak freely. And we came here to get a great education at the University of Wisconsin-Madison because we want to learn and hopefully go back and help change our own countries. That is the beauty of foreign exchange programs or foreign student programs in this country, both high school and at the university level, in my opinion. It's so much better than putting billions of dollars into arms, which, by the way, I'm all for appropriately and fully funding our military. But to think that that's the only way to protect democracy around the world or help spread democracy is naive. I've seen it happen. The best thing you could do is learn from somebody you trust, right? If you can have somebody study here and go back to their country, and then you plant the seed, and then the seed grows. That's how you spread democracy. And the fact that the Trump administration is now making, and again, it's not about, oh, did you say something bad about the United States, which would be bad enough. It's, did you say something bad about Donald Trump or Pam Bondi or Pete Hegseth or Stephen Miller? And if so, we don't want you. I've talked about it a lot before on this program. My life was literally changed by the Central American Scholarship Program at the University of Wisconsin, Richland. When I met people from Central America who were not like me, I ended up going to El Salvador now 39 times. I learned more about me than I did about them. They made me learn about me. Our community of 5,000 people, predominantly white, was enriched. So to all the people around Wisconsin who you have high school foreign exchange programs, college students, is this what we want? A guy like Trump saying no? Back after this, it's the All Bulls Show on Civic Media.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Treat yourself to one of our award-winning entrees at the Machine Shed. Come get your hands around one of our famous pork tenderloins, our most popular sandwich, served either deep-fried golden brown or unbreaded and grilled. Or try our roasted, stuffed Iowa chop that is stuffed with a warm apple raisin dressing and glazed with an apple whiskey sauce. Trust me, you won't regret it. This is Jeff Grunder, and we can't wait to have you over for dinner at the Machine Shed. The Machine Shed, I-94 and Highway 164. Pewaukee.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Dismantling the IRA and other federal clean energy incentives will add a half a gigaton of greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. That's according to modeling from Princeton University. House Republicans passed aggressive cuts to clean energy incentives in their latest budget. The Senate is now considering the bill. The Public Service Commission of Wisconsin has given the green light for a major build-out of fossil fuel-burning power plants in Wisconsin. We Energies wants to build new gas plants and operate them for 30 years, largely to meet the needs of Microsoft's new AI data center. It's turtle nesting season, and the DNR is asking drivers to slow down on roads near wet areas, lakes, and rivers. Wisconsin's 11 turtle species lay eggs from late May through June, when you can often see them along roads and in yards. You can help keep them safe by being alert when driving through their habitat. For a deep dive into environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Phenomena. Phenomena.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show of the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock. I love that song, Sam Davidson.
Why do you love it? It's goofy, I guess.
But... I know. Because it gets, I'll guarantee you, there are people that heard that driving around and or whatever, and they will not be able to get it out of their head
for, yeah, you're right.
For the rest of the day.
It is an earworm, all right.
And I mean, that's from the debuted in 1969,
yeah,
on
that's
Sesame
like
Street.
Sesame Street era.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that public television doesn't produce great stuff. Right, that right there.
It's been
there.
Delivering year after year.
Yes.
Great content.
And the Muppets in this thing is sung by three. The Menomina are a couple of like pink cows with feathers. And then the Menomina guy, he's like a doobie hippie with kind of red hair and frizzy and kind of like a, what do you call that? Like, more than a soul patch. But not really a beard, and his eyes are kind of like
it's got like dark glasses, sort
yeah,
of. Yeah,
yeah, it's fantastic. And he's wearing like a green furry vest.
That's fashion right there.
That was 1969 fashion right there. I like that we were talking about one of the breaks with Trygve Olsen. We were going to use that earlier that we didn't. But I just thought, well, now it's in my head. I thought I would share that with
you
everyone.
You have to get it stuck in everybody else's head, right?
It's one of those things you cannot forget. Much like Sam Davidson, who is leaving us on Friday. And so we don't have a lot of time, but let's play a quick round of my favorite Sam. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, or text us on the Civic Media app. Who or what is your favorite Sam? But a lot of famous Sams in the world. What's your favorite Sam? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Were you named after anybody in particular?
I don't think so.
Really?
I think my parents wanted a biblical name or something, so maybe some Samuel the Bible, but right. Yeah.
My dad wanted to name me Jesse James.
That'd have been a sick name.
That's a true story.
There's a Wisconsin legislator named Jesse James, yes. Isn't there?
Yes.
Wow.
And I saw it pretty recently, I think, elected. And I thought, wow, that could have been me. My mom said, no. So we went with Todd. Yeah.
Just Todd.
Yeah, well, supposedly after Mary Todd Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
Because we're like shirt tail relation.
Interesting.
It may explain why I'm so kooky. what's your favorite Sam? 855-752-4842 or text us on the Civic Media app. 855-752-4842. Joshua in Wausau on WXCO. Sam Elliott. Sam Elliott, famous Sam. Roger in Stevens Point, Sam Drucker. Do you know who Sam Drucker is?
It sounds familiar, but I can't put my finger on it.
Sam Drucker is a character from Green Acres, CBS sitcom back in the late 70s or 60s, early 70s. And he was the father to Arnold the Pig. No. Sam Drucker ran the general store. Drucker's General Store.
Okay.
Yeah. That was fantastic. Your favorite Sam, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Sean in Richland Center on WRCE says Sam Kinison, the late, I believe he's dead now, isn't he? Sam, comic. He was the screamer.
Did he scream comedically or something?
Yes.
Okay.
And I could do it for about 5 minutes, and then I'm like, what do you think? He was just constantly screaming.
Wearing his voice out, yeah.
But I guess Sean was his cup of tea, and that's fine. There's no judgment. Favorite Sam's, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. How about a hot Sam? I'm not being goofy here. Sam's looking at me like, are you flirting or what? No. Hot Sam was look it up. It was they had him at Westtown Mall. It was the precursor to Auntie Anne's pretzel. It was it was like a Hot Sam pretzel, and you put mustard. Oh my gosh.
Oh, they got a little mascot.
Yes.
Guy wearing a chef's
hat.
See,
look, Hot Sam. It was great. I should buy you a Hot Sam t-shirt.
That'd be wonderful.
I think that's
I'd wear it everywhere.
All right, we're gonna get Sam a Hot Sam t-shirt. Barb in Waukesha says Uncle Sam. Well, how about that? There we go, Uncle Sam. Trey in Sun Prairie, Samwise Gamgee, of course. Okay,
Samwise Gamgee from Lord of the Rings.
I guess I didn't know how to pronounce. I'm not sure if the spelling's correct, but probably on me. Let's see here. Trey. No, this is from Adam from Oregon. Sandwiches.
I like it. I like it.
That's a good Sam. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842 if you want to weigh in quick or text us your favorite Sam. You've got your own club, Sam's Club.
Sam's Club, yeah. It's been quite a while since I was in a Sam's Club, but.
Now, one of my friends, longtime Sam Gold, great Sam, but he's gotten on the Trump train. So maybe not so great. Still a nice person.
We have a second vote for Sam the Eagle. We're talking about the Muppets.
Yes, Sam the Eagle. That's a fantastic Sam as well. Again, Sam, in all seriousness, it's been an absolute joy and pleasure. You're an enormously talented person, and whoever gets you as their teacher, you're going to be fantastic because you're a great storyteller. And there's not a lot of those around, and you are one of them, my friend. So thanks for everything.
Yeah, it's been great, Todd. I'm going to miss this place.
Well, we're going to have you back whenever you want to come back. Maybe when Todd takes a vacation someday, we'll have a Sam Davison guest host.
Ooh.
Want to guest host the show?
I could sure try.
That'd be great. All right. There you go. Done. Well, great show today, everybody. We appreciate Trigvi Olsen being here, Pat Kreitlow, a special appearance by Dr. Lyerly. Catch her show on Saturdays on Civic Media. And, of course, Mr. Sam Davidson, as well as all of you for listening. Zommers is back tomorrow. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate you. Keep banging your drum. See you tomorrow.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News brief. The Palestinian representative to the UN broke down today as he spoke about the more than 1,000 children in Gaza killed since Israel resumed airstrikes.
How could anyone tolerate this horror?
President Trump's envoy, Steve Witkoff, continued to insist today that he can find a deal to win the fighting in Gaza.
I have some very good feelings about getting to a long-term resolution, temporary ceasefire, and a long-term resolution, a peaceful resolution of that conflict.
As the Trump administration continues to expand its vetting of foreign students, some of those students are openly expressing their frustrations, like this student from Denmark.
We're being used like pawns in the game that we have no control of, and we're being caught in this crossfire between the White House and Harvard. And it feels incredibly dehumanizing.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.